Stack, this is dictating on Letterica Wilson. That's Letterica. Letterica. LATET as in Thomas. RRICA. Wilson, WILSON. Last name is Wilson. Date of birth is 5/27/87. Their visit is 11/7/22. Please make a copy for the primary physician. Next paragraph. Chief complaint is history of asthma and shortness of breath. Next paragraph, history of present illness. This is a this is a 35-year-old female who has a history for asthma, was recently seen in the emergency room with persistent cough, wheezing, and shortness of breath. The patient was using the albuterol inhaler on a PRN basis, and her cough was persistent but non-productive, and she had no associated fevers, chills, or nasal symptoms. And upon arrival, a chest X-ray was done in the ER, which showed no active infiltrates, period. The patient was treated with IV steroids, including solimedrol, and was given albuterol nebs and subsequently discharged. Her labs were unremarkable, and she has had no recent pulmonary function study done. The patient is extremely overweight and has history for snoring, but has not had any polysomnographic study done. Next paragraph, past history includes history of tonsillectomy remotely, and history for uterine ablation for fibroids and keloid excision from her ears. She has no diabetes or hypertension. Next paragraph. Medalists included albuterol inhaler, 2 puffs PRN, as well as albuterol nebulizer solution as needed. Next paragraph. Habits, patient smoked 2 packs per day for 20 years and then quit in 21. No significant alcohol use. Next paragraph. Family history. Father died of heart trouble and diabetes. Mother is alive and has history for asthma. Next paragraph. Allergies, none listed. Next, system review. The patient has wheezing, cough, shortness of breath. She has a big gastric distress, no vomiting. She has no chest or jaw pain or calf muscle pains, no leg swelling. She has some depression and anxiety. She has joint pains and denies any seizures but has headaches. She has no memory loss, no skin rash, denies urinary symptoms, flank pains, has no dizziness or blackout spells, and no cataracts or glaucoma. next physical exam. This obese young African-American female is in no acute distress. There's mild palynosinus ictus or peripheral edema. Blood pressure 124 by 80, pulse is 78, respiration is 20. Temperature 97.8, weight is 312, saturation of 100. HENT norms, pharynx pupils react when equal. Tongue is moist, nasal and cavity matters, throat was clear. Next, upper number is no thyroid enlargement or lymphadenopathy. Chest equal movements with decreased excursions. Wheezes were scattered throughout both lung fields. Prolonged expirations. Heart sounds regular, as on an estrogen, no murmur. Abdomen is soft, benign, no mass, no megaly. The bowel sounds are active. Extremities. 1+ edema, decreased peripheral pulse. 1+ edema with good peripheral pulses, no cap tenderness or swelling. Reflexes 1+ with no gross motor deficits. Cranial nerves are grossly intact. Skin no lesions. Next paragraph, impression number 1. Asthma with chronic bronchitis. Number 2 is exogenous obesity. Number 3 is possible obstructive sleep apnea. And next paragraph, plan. The patient has been advised get a CBC, complete metabolic profile, and an IgE level, and a complete pulmonary function study. Her albuterol nebulizer solution was renewed. She was also advised to go on Flovent HFA 110 micrograms, 2 puffs twice daily, and use Cerevent 1 puff twice daily. And advised to come in for a follow-up in approximately 4 weeks. Polysomnographic study was also advised prior to our next visit. Thank you for the consultation. Okay.